This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Christmas and New Year are about connection, travel, and celebration, but they're also one of the busiest times of the year for opportunistic crime, from stolen parcels to home burglaries and increased traffic on our roads. There's a lot going on. Here to chat about this is Chief Executive at Crime Stoppers Victoria, Stella Smith. Welcome to Joy Drive, Stella.
Thanks, Con.
Stella, from Crime Stoppers' point of view, why is it that Christmas and New Year period is such a busy time when it comes to crime?
I think it's because people are away, people are sometimes distracted, and they create opportunities for opportunistic thieves, really. If you think about home security, often people are away, their homes look unattended, and that can be an invitation for a thief who thinks, I've got, you know, a good chance here to steal whatever it is I like.
Yeah, and one of the things that they like, which is what people are getting a lot now delivered at home more than ever, is parcel theft, because it seems to be everywhere right now. What makes parcels such an easy target this time of the year? Obviously, because they're just easy to sort of track and people just grab them.
And there are a lot of parcels being delivered. So I think the important thing to do is think about where your parcel will land. You put a lot of time and effort and money into buying gifts for people, or even, you know, items for yourself on sale. But think about where those parcels will land. So, you know, make use of click and collect options from Australia Post. You can use their parcel lockers, schedule a delivery when you're home. And you can accept the item, or, you know, make sure you've got a sign for your delivery option, and get it sent to a neighbour. So someone who's actually going to collect that parcel for you, please don't leave it on the front doorstep, because it is an invitation to someone to come onto your property to steal the parcel and potentially have a good look around while they're there.
We got a message from Mark from Brunswick actually just now. He said, we had parcels stolen last Christmas, so now we get deliveries sent to a parcel locker or a neighbour, like you said, Stella.
Yeah, it's a much better way to go. It takes the stress out of it.
Yep.
And it also guarantees you get your parcel. I know it's a little bit more inconvenient probably than having it on your doorstep, but it's much more inconvenient if it's been stolen from you.
Now, we know when people steal things from your house, you may go down the route of sort of reporting it to police and then going through insurance if you need to. If a parcel's stolen, what should people do next? Should they still report these, or they just go, oh, well, you know, it was X amount of dollars. Maybe I'll try to claim it through the person I sort of bought it from, see if they've got any insurance. But
well, that's the first place to go back to, okay, is the place you bought it from, to make sure it has been delivered. Australia Post has some options as well. You know, there is a compensation option sometimes for under $100 if you've got Express Post. There are other options where you can take out, you know, increased insurance on your goods. But ideally, if you make it hard for the people to take it in the first place, that's the easiest thing you can do and the safest.
Okay. Because there is that perception that taking a parcel isn't real crime, but really, I suppose the message is it is, and it's not particularly harmless.
No, it's not harmless. I mean, somebody worked for that money. They paid for those goods. They put a lot of thought into what they wanted to buy. So it's not harmless. And stealing from people is, you know, it's a pretty low act, really, to steal from somebody else, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Another message we just got in from Alex in South Yarra said, we try to keep an eye out for elderly neighbours, especially if we notice parcels or mail piling up, which is a neighbourly thing to do anyway, to sort of check on those who are a bit more vulnerable, who live in the neighbourhood, who may not be able to move swiftly enough to collect parcels, or if things are piling up, you know, you just want to check in and see, are they okay? So that's a neighbourly thing to do.
I think that's absolutely, absolutely right. It's a great time of year for most people. Yeah. It's also a great time of year to look out for your neighbours and your friends as well. You know, if you're out and about, make sure you know where your friends are, everybody's safe.
Yeah.
But if you're in your local community, there are people who are on their own at this time of year. And just keeping an eye out for them, I think, is actually a really good thing to do. It's a really neighbourly thing to do, and it's a kind a kind thing to do for your neighbours. And also, you know, neighbours will help keep the community safe. They know their neighbourhood. They have a general sense of who should be there, who shouldn't. And if you have any information about suspicious activity in the neighbourhood, if you see somebody breaking in, please call 000 immediately. But if you've got information and you think something's a bit suspicious, particularly if you've got footage of what's going on, Crime Stoppers loves footage. We're always interested in reports of suspicious activity. And sometimes you may think it's just a little bit odd, but at times it can connect to another crime. Or it can put an offender in a particular place at a particular time. So please don't ever think it's wasted. If you're suspicious about something, always feel free to reach out to Crime Stoppers. Easy to report online. You can upload your footage there, whether it's dash cam footage or home security footage. You can report anonymously if you wish. But always, if there's a sense of danger or emergency, please reach out to 000 in the first instance.
I like that. We're chatting with Stella Smith, Chief Executive at Crime Stoppers Victoria, about how to keep vigilant and safe this Christmas and New Year's, which moves me on to another thing. Many people are away over the holidays, well-deserved breaks, taking time. What are some of your top home security tips before people lock up and leave?
The most important one is the one you just mentioned, that is to lock up.
Yes.
And I would say this to anybody, whether you are at home or away, keeping your door locked is one of the best things you can do to help yourself. So lock the doors, lock the windows. Don't create an opportunity for somebody to come into your home, your castle. But, you know, not everybody feels that way about your castle. So don't make it easy for them to come in. And we know from the crime stats, really, that if you lock your door, there's evidence that you are less likely to be broken into. And we also know from the footage we receive at Crime Stoppers that we've got footage of people going down the street trying the doors, and they'll get to a door. If it's locked, they don't go in. If the next one's unlocked, they'll go in. So locking the door is a really safe thing and a great thing you can do to help yourself. And other things you can do...
Go on, Stella.
I was just going to say, other things you can do if you're going away is try and, if you've got lighting that you can use, if it's smart lighting and you can switch it on from your phone or from somewhere else, then that's good. Making your home look like there's somebody there is actually a really good thing because it keeps people away. But please make sure you've locked up, you've secured the windows, you haven't left bins or rubbish around for days on end. See if you can ask your neighbours if they're people you like, if you want to bring the bins in for you, or if you can offer to do it for somebody else.
Which, sort of, as you were talking about, it just made me think about what are the things that sort of common mistakes that people may do without realising that may accidentally signal to burglars that no one's home. Obviously, leaving things out and they start sort of like, if you haven't brought the bins in, was one thing you mentioned. I'm guessing the other thing is if you've got good neighbours and you've gone for a long period, maybe you sort of let them know about mail piling up. You know, obviously, sometimes you get junk mail that sort of is pushed through your letterbox and that sort of fills it up and things just start accumulating. And that may be something else that people may keep an eye on, then no one's home then. So maybe an opportunistic
Absolutely.
Moment.
Absolutely. So yeah. Anything that makes your home look unattended. So if the bins are left out for, endless periods of time, if they look like everybody else's bins have gone in and yours are still out on the street for days, that's not a good sign. Leaving things lying around that don't move, if there's no movement around the home other than, these things have been left lying around, nothing that tempts them to come into your property and nothing that makes it look particularly unattended. I know that can be a bit hard at this time of year, but if you've got, security cameras, make sure they're working. If you've got lighting that you can activate, put the lights on, make the place look a little bit more lived in, and that will deter people from coming in.
That's a good tip. Renee from Ballarat just sent a message and she said, heading away, and this is a good reminder to stop mail and let a neighbour know where it will be gone. So that's a good tip to Renee too. Crime Stoppers depends.
And the parcels.
Yes, parcels too.
Please don't leave parcels piling up out the front. You know, if you're ordering in the Boxing Day sales,
yes.
Please make sure those parcels have somewhere to go.
But that is another thing, if you think about it, if you're waiting on holidays, but you're keeping an eye out because you want to buy that appliance, but you've always been going, oh, I'm going to buy it on sale, but you then click and buy it and then it gets delivered while you're away, it's going to sit there. And if you haven't told anyone to sort of bring it in or you haven't delayed the delivery to come when you're back, then potentially that's an opportunistic moment for those people that are sort of walking around going, oh, what's this? What's going on here? So,
absolutely. And I think also if you've got suspicious activity, you know, if that's people loitering around cars or someone appearing, you know, they look like they're tampering with doors or cars or there's any sort of unusual activity around late at night or even during the day, please feel free. You know, if you think you need police immediately, then please always call 000. But if you're just a bit suspicious, then, you know, feel free to reach out to Crime Stoppers and just to share that information with us.
Because that's what I was going to ask next, was Crime Stoppers depends on information from community, but what kind of things people should trust their instincts about and report. And obviously you mentioned something there that if you fear, for example, always if you fear for safety, please call 000 straight away. Do not wait and sort of see that, you know, maybe reporting to Crime Stoppers won't be as active at off the mark as it could be. But I'm guessing that if you feel that there is something not quite right in the neighbourhood, not because it's anything personal to say, but someone's lurking around, maybe looking at cars or opening doors, that maybe is that when you would sort of say call Crime Stoppers, or when do you sort of decide when it's 000 or Crime Stoppers?
It's a great question. I think if you sense there's an immediate threat, and if you're ever in doubt, I think 000 is the best place for you to go, because if you have to hesitate and think, do I need help now, then don't hesitate like that. If you need help, call 000. If you see something and you think, oh, that looks a bit odd to me, but I'm not 100% sure, or I'm too scared to call the police. That does happen sometimes. People can be afraid to go to the police for a host of reasons.
Yep.
Often those people will come to Crime Stoppers with that information. And that is because, you know, you can report to us anonymously. We don't record phone calls. We don't store IP addresses. You can upload your footage. It's very easy to do online. But it always, if there's ever any doubt, 000 is the first place to go to if you're ever concerned for your safety or the safety of someone else.
That's good to know. And Chris just sent a message from Preston saying, good to know you can report suspicious activity without having to get directly involved. So that's a good thing to sort of share. And finally, Stella, what's the one key message you'd like for us to remember about keeping safe over the festive season?
Look, one of the most important things, there's a few for me probably.
Yeah, we did more than one.
It's about watching out for your neighbours, you know, keeping an eye out for the people in the community, particularly those that are more vulnerable, making sure that they're safe. And if you're sharing information in a Facebook group and it's about crime, we'd really love you to share it with Crime Stoppers, because it doesn't go from the Facebook group to police. This is a way for you to share that information with police without having to get involved, but still looking after your community. And finally, if you're on the roads, please, please slow down. The most important thing for us is that you get where you're going safely, and we want everyone to have a safe and happy Christmas.
That's one thing we didn't talk about, but yeah, it is also about road safety. You know, we sort of talk about looking after your place that you live, but take your time, do not rush, especially this time of the year when people just sort of always seem to be wanting to be somewhere quicker, when actually if you just take a little bit more slower pace, you'll still get there. It may be just a minute or two later. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And I can tell you from a Crime Stoppers perspective, we're seeing more and more online reporting, particularly in relation to high-risk road behaviour.
Really?
So people share dash cam footage with us, and it's not wasted. Please don't think it's ever wasted. It is then triaged through to the police, and they will determine whether or not an offence has been committed or a road traffic infringement has occurred. I think, you know, that sort of footage is actually really helpful to us as well. And it's now over 30% of the work that we do relates to road safety. So I think it's just a really timely reminder to slow down on our roads. If it takes you a little bit longer, it takes you a little bit longer, but you got there safely, and that's the most important thing.
That's one thing we didn't talk much about, but yeah, I agree. I think it's one of those things that I saw it today, actually, on the road going where I was going to get something, and people were behaving in a way that just made me feel like, oh, what's going on? It just felt like let's just take a step back, take a bit of a breather, because it felt unsafe for me. And for someone whose experience as I am, feeling that made me think, okay, that's not great. So as you said, just take your time, don't rush. And it's good to know that these things, if there's a particular way someone's behaving the road and someone's got dash cam footage, that potentially it could help with reporting it to somebody who could look at it and go, okay, we need to sort of do something about that person's behavior because it's not appropriate. So
Absolutely.
Like I say, Stelios, thanks so much for making the time, joining us again on Joy Drive and sharing practical advice at this busy time of the year. I really appreciate it.
Fantastic to talk to you, Con, anytime, and I wish you and your listeners all the very, very best for Christmas.
Thank you, and yourself too. If you see or know something that doesn't feel right, you can report it anonymously to Crime Stoppers, as Stella said, Crime Stoppers Victoria, and every tip helps keep our community safer. And of course, if it feels that you're in immediate danger or you're not sure, just call 000.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.